This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
Got another pandemic.news update for you on the coronavirus pandemic. Mike Adams here recording this on the evening of February 24th. Which is a Monday. Just as a programming note, I'll be hosting the Alex Jones show all the rest of this week, Tuesday through Friday, the first hour and a half or so. I've got some amazing guests lined up, some interviews that you won't want to miss. So tune in to Infowars.com to hear that Tuesday through Friday. And that starts at 11 a.m. Central Time. And believe me, you won't want to miss it. We've got some good information. But the big news for right now is that there were two additional cases of coronavirus confirmed in California today, one in Humboldt County, and the other, I don't recall exactly where it was, seemed to be the Bay Area, somewhere around there. But they were both people who had traveled from China. And you may be thinking, wow, that's interesting that all the cases that they confirm in California are people who recently traveled to China. Why is that? The real answer, and maybe the not so obvious answer, is because that's the only people they're testing. So if you contract the coronavirus in America and you haven't been to China, you will not be tested under current guidelines. I mean, the only exception to that is if you have been in direct contact with someone that they know has tested positive, which is very rare. So for the most part, the only people they're testing are people who have been to China. Well, that's not good enough. I'm sorry. Because you've got this woman in South Korea, for example, she didn't go to China and she spread the virus to what do we have now? 900 people infected in South Korea. Most of that from one person because she went to a church that's a very social church, apparently, and hundreds of people got infected. She didn't come from China. And yet it's amazing. South Korea has managed to test 28,000 people for the coronavirus. And yet, as of this moment, right now, the CDC in the United States has only tested 426 people. And yesterday, that number was 414. So they've managed to test an amazing 12 people in a 24-hour period for the whole country, right? It really raises a lot of questions. On average, the CDC is only testing about 17 people per day since this thing began. 17 people per day. And when combined with the fact that 47 U.S. states are testing zero people, with three states doing some testing, that's California, Nebraska, because of the Omaha, you know, biocontainment center there, and Illinois, but the 47 other states are testing zero people, it brings up a lot of questions, like, why is almost no one being tested in the United States? And how exactly are we going to know who's got the infection if virtually no one's being tested? So I've been asking this question, as you know, for a few days. And finally today, some doctors on Twitter started tweeting about this. As usual, my articles were days ahead of what's on Twitter, but whatever. You know, I've been banned permanently from Twitter for being right, basically. So anyway, now the doctors are out there saying, oh, yeah, well, how come the CDC only tested 414 people yesterday, as of yesterday, grand total, and then today it's 426 people? What's the story with that? So now there are a lot of people asking the question that I've been asking. It doesn't make any sense. With hundreds of millions of people in America, and clearly hundreds of thousands of people who've been in contact with those who have returned from China, or Japan, or South Korea, or you know, other infectious areas, why are we not testing more people? So we've now entered this weird chapter where we're supposed to pretend that as long as we don't look, that the infections don't exist. We're supposed to say, oh, we're not going to look for infections in Americans, and so we're going to pretend that Americans don't have infections. This is not a way to run an epidemiological survey of reality. It ends very badly, by the way. And it's also, I don't know, a little bit racist. It's like, we're only going to test Chinese people, but not Americans. Now I realize there are plenty of Americans who are Chinese, but I mean, shouldn't they test everybody who's at risk? So another big story today is that the number of self-quarantined people in California as of today is 8,000 people. So the San Francisco Chronicle has been tracking all this, and they did a story today. It's like, 8,000 people under self-quarantine in California. How many of those 8,000 people have been tested? It appears to be close to zero. They're not really telling us the exact numbers, but given that all the testing in the entire country over all time has been 426, that number is a lot less than 8,000. Just tells you that most of these people in California can't possibly have been tested. And the state of California isn't seemingly telling us, unless I've missed it somewhere, but I haven't heard of California releasing numbers of how many people have been tested. So think about this. We've got 50 people, roughly, actually a little bit more, 53, but let's just call it 50. Let's use some round numbers here to make this easy. We've got 50 people confirmed infected in the United States, according to the CDC. They've tested only 426 people. But let's raise that to 500. Just pretend they tested 500 people. That means that there's 50 cases out of 500 they've tested. That's a 10% positive rate. It would seem to indicate that if they tested 5,000 people, they might find 500 people with the infection. Now, I know these are really rough numbers, and you might say, well, a lot of those people or half those people came off the Diamond Princess cruise ship. Okay, sure, they did. But then a lot of those people are going to get released after just 14 days, which is not long enough. And those people came into contact with other people on the airplane and in the quarantine centers in Omaha, Nebraska, and San Antonio, Texas, where there's 6 infected people. So there are infections, no doubt, getting spread right now because doctors keep dying all over Chinese hospitals. Even they can't keep this under control. This thing's basically impossible to contain. So there's 50-plus infected people in America, according to the CDC, who have tested fewer than 500 people. That's a 10% rate of infection among those tested. So it seems like their strategy of avoiding infections is to just avoid testing for infections. And that is obviously not a very effective strategy. We also saw the stock market today plunge 1,000 points as people were starting to get a hint of the economic impact that may be coming from this. Well, I'm here to tell you, and I did a previous podcast on this a little bit earlier in the day, so I won't repeat all that. But in truth, investors have not yet even begun to see the impact on the supply chain. Because you've got manufacturing now. Let me start this. Like, take Walmart. Take any retailer, Costco, Target. These retailers buy almost everything from China. And those ships that have been arriving over the last 3 to 4 weeks were ships that left the ports in China before the Wuhan quarantine. So there was kind of like a 1-month buffer of cargo ships coming our direction. Those ships have now been largely unloaded, and those products have now been moved to the shelves of retailers like Walmart and Costco and so on. There are no more ships behind those ships because the factories are all shut down, or at least a large percentage of them, not 100%, but a large percentage, especially in certain areas. Now, there's a ripple effect that's happening where you had Wuhan semiconductor component manufacturers that stopped shipping. And so appliance manufacturers, let's say in South Korea, that use those components, they may have had a 1-month supply of components on hand, probably not that much, but let's imagine they did, which means they've just run out of components, which means that they can no longer send ships full of microwave ovens, refrigerators, clothes, washers, dryers, vacuum cleaners, everything that's made in South Korea. Those ships, the last ships have left port. Oh, and mobile phones and smartphones and all that stuff too. So the last ships have just left port, which means there's about 1 month of supply remaining of stuff made in Korea. So fast forward 1 month, now you start to have shortages of not only stuff made in China, but also stuff made in Korea and stuff made in Japan that depends on the stuff made in China and so on and so forth. And you start to walk into a Walmart and you say, where's all the vacuum cleaners? Or you walk into a Home Depot, where'd all the refrigerators go? And the answer is, well, they never arrived because there's no boats with refrigerators on them anymore because the factories are shut down in China and South Korea and everywhere else. And that's when it's really going to hit home. And that day is really, it hasn't even begun yet. That's going to be just beginning in 30 days, but it's going to take 120, 150, 180 days for that to really fully ripple through the system to the point where people begin to understand how bad this is going to be. So 6 months from now, this is going to be a bloodbath in terms of the stock market and the finances. Today, it's just a little hint. It's just a little lack of faith for a moment. The stock market will probably go up tomorrow. I mean, you'll know by the time you hear this whether I'm right or wrong about that, but that's irrelevant. 6 months from now, it's going to be hard to buy into a market when you see company after company and manufacturer after manufacturer no longer able to supply products because their supply lines have been totally shut down. You see, we have a global structure of just-in-time manufacturing and single-source supply lines. It's a very bad way to get things done. I mean, you can go back to, just as an example of this, war. Supply lines, World War II. The German Sixth Army was trying to overrun Stalingrad. Forgot what year that was. Maybe it was 1943 or 44, perhaps. I'm not a total historian, but the Germans lost their entire Sixth Army because the supply lines were cut off by dedicated Russians who surrounded their supply lines and cut them off. And once the Germans had no more fuel and no more ammunition and no more food, the entire Sixth Army surrendered. I think that was a couple hundred thousand German soldiers because the supply lines no longer existed. Without the supply lines, you can't function. That's a pretty good model for what's about to happen to our global economy. So coming soon, when you walk into a Walmart and you say, where'd all the vacuum cleaners go? You know the answer because you've been listening to this podcast, or you figured it out yourself as well. Or, I mean, come on, you're among informed people. You and I and people like us, we think for ourselves, we can figure this stuff out. And you are among the most informed people living in society today because you listen to this podcast. And so I thank you for your support. And I thank you for everything that you do. Purchase products at healthrangerstore.com. If you'd like to support our operations, we have lab-tested clean foods and superfoods. And we are, of course, working very diligently to keep you supplied with things that can help you prepare for what's coming. But we can't do anything to solve the financial situation that's about to unfold. But stay informed. Keep checking pandemic.news. I thank you for your support. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for listening.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger Store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant,
to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.